Yo. Manish on the beat, shebang. All of my ops, they dead. Why do they gas me up? Where does it go? My head. How much I got? A lot. Don't leave again, I won't. Thinking of trying me, do like Bryson. Don't. Can I forgive? I can't. What do I need? Some.
Man, Ray, what's up? What's up? We are back at the award-winning 101.7 The Truth. What's on the menu today, Ray?
Man, Shannon, on the menu today, American Family Insurance is proud to sponsor The Truth. For almost 100 years, they've been committed to helping families protect what matters most, your home, your vehicle, and the dreams you're building every single day. And if you're part of The Truth audience, you already know. You work hard for yours. That's why having the right protection in place matters. American Family helps you stay ready for whatever life brings so you can focus on moving forward. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly with American Family Insurance. Get a quote and find an agent at amfam.com. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin. Hey, hey. What's happening, man? Shannon.
Yeah.
What, you had an appetizer you was trying to serve up for us today, man. What's the appetizer, man?
So I wanted to get people's opinion on this. I'm not sure how many people have already saw this video, but there's a video where there looks like it's a child's birthday party in the front yard or whatever you call that, the cul-de-sac, I don't know. There's a birthday party going on, and there's, I believe, about three kids. There's a mom, a dad, and a dog. Shots start ringing out from a distance, it sounds like. Somebody starts shooting, and you see, like, the dad waving his arms for some reason. I don't know what he's doing. The dog is out of there already. The dog exits the stage, okay? The dog got survival skills, okay? But then you see the mom grab her two kids and tell the spare child, go home.
Go.
She tells this little boy to run back home. My homie is dodging bullets, trying to make it to see another day. I'm just like, look at that. Nobody has survival skills. He's like, hey guys, we're right here. What are you doing? Like, they don't care. They know y'all there, that they doing something.
If you're on YouTube, you can see it. If you're on YouTube, you can see it. It was crazy.
Yeah, if you're on YouTube, make sure you guys go to YouTube 101.7 The Truth. We're talking about the video that's been going viral, and there's been a lot of conversation around the video because some people are like, this is why I hate for my kids to go to people's houses. And then other people are just judging the parents' survival skills. Like, it looks like none of them had any type of, like... The dog would have saved them before they would have saved themselves. I don't know.
Yeah, no, they were super tripping. If you're not on YouTube and you can't see, we like to play a game, guess so that race. Not the spare
child. Amanda said not the spare child. But that's what it was. It's like, dude, like, they just kind of was like, you're on your own, kid. Like, yo.
But it was insane to see. It was like, go home. You saw the bullets hitting the house as well. And
that's why I don't understand why they told this kid to go home. But, and then the dad standing in the driveway waving like he was going to appeal to their better nature after they having a shootout. Hey, guys, there's kids over here. Like, you're let's right. Not, we sorry. Like, let's not.
Sent that little boy home. It's a whole shootout. You can't wish you could have heard the shots. Wish you could have heard the shots. Just it wasn't like it was just two or three. It was like it was at least, if I'm not mistaken, I felt like I heard at least 15 shots back and forth. Maybe even more.
Man, they said it ain't no room in here. If this the end, you can't come in here. I don't understand that. And I think it can be credited to their poor survival skills, and that was their instinct. Send this kid home. I'll stand in the driveway and wave the shooters down. it's just so much.
Man, but beyond like survival instincts, right? It's like how far we have gotten from a society where like you don't even care about your own, much less somebody else's kid that you say, hey, go home. Run through this shootout
across
the street. Like, how do you
ain't even give him a gun?
How you?
Wow, that's crazy.
I got beef with you as a neighbor forever. I'm pressing you all the time until you leave the neighborhood. Like, man, hell no. My kids ain't never going over your crib.
How close to the door they were though? Like, what?
Like, go inside. That's why certain stuff like that be like, okay, is this real? Was this a real video? It make me ask them type of questions.
It's real.
Because
it's been circulating all week. It is real. And I just don't. Look how close to the door they were, opposed to him running all the way home.
Look, he could have. That's crazy.
Let me go in the garage, bro. Like, what is
running through? Dodging bullets. That's insane.
And the dad just looking at him. I tried to wave him down, hon. I tried to stop him. Like, yeah. What is happening?
Man, I'm throwing super. That's what I said, Guru. Is this real? I had to ask that same question. Man. But
Milwaukee Amanda said, ain't nobody telling me to go home. If I was the kid, I'd already been through the door.
First of all, these ain't no black kids.
I was going to say, nobody in this situation had any awareness other than the dog. The dog is the only one that was like, you know what? I know what to do. Everybody else was just like,
black kids
nothing made
been,
sense.
Black kids would have been in them people's house before them.
Hello? You ain't even got to invite me in.
What one thing we gonna do is run inside anywhere when we hear that shot ring.
Listen,
out.
Jump on somebody's car if we see a dog. We don't need an invite, man. But I just feel like what you said was spot on when you said we've grown so far away from taking care of other people's kids. Like their first like thought was run home. Like bro, like that would not cross my mind. And I know that for a fact. Like that, what? Come on, let's move it. Everybody in. Dude said run home like y'all was gonna run out of space in the house or something. Man, I would be in jail. As a parent, I would be in jail after that surfaced.
You saw it's a little extra app, a little extra appetizer. Mm-hmm. It's kind of in the same realm. But did you see the video where like a little black kid came up to the door? He was like, y'all got some food? I just want to see if y'all got some food. And then the lady was like, no, not today. We having dinner right now. And then gave him a bag of chips.
Oh, my goodness. Wait, what? Said, I did not.
Maybe next time.
I didn't see if y'all got some food.
He was like, no, it's like the kid just was like, man, I just wanted to see if y'all had some extra food. You know, he just wanted a plate. You know, black people be wanting a plate.
Yeah.
So you went to see if they had a plate.
What y'all got over here?
Yeah. She lady was like, no, we just having dinner right now. So so that's a no? Sound like you got food.
Right. Like, you sure? Said, y'all having dinner? That equates to food, don't it?
Man, gave the man a bag of Doritos. It might have been Flaming Hots. But.
Hey, I'll take what I can get. No, at least she gave him that, though.
Well, nah, that was a nice little appetizer, man, Shannon.
Yeah, man.
You ready for some meat and potatoes?
Let's get into it.
That, the segment didn't roll out. We'll try that again. Start next week.
You know how they say, let's get into the meat and potatoes, right?
Like, pause.
You just came out and y'all want some meat and potatoes? Like, bro, what?
Oh, man. You know, it's been a long week.
Oh, my God.
It's been a long week, man.
Oh, we got the appetizer. We rolled out well, right? Wrong man. Time, but it rolled out well. We working on some things, y'all. Right. If y'all are listening, we working on our runner show. We trying to make it seamless for y'all, but you know, we getting there.
Yeah, Al texted. He said, "Black people don't do that."
He said, "Yeah, not at all, not at all. Black people don't do that. We don't do that at all,
dude."
But how we saying it, Shannon? Let's get into the meat and potatoes. All right, cool. That works.
Not do you want meat and potatoes?
I got meat and potatoes.
Are nursing homes... No, men are lonelier. I'm not doing this with y'all today. This is crazy. Speaking of meat and potatoes, men are lonelier in nursing homes. A study of Minnesota nursing homes found men reported significantly less satisfaction. I'm not laughing at them, but it's just cap locks on the less satisfaction with facility activities. They had fewer friends and were less able to rely on family for support compared to women residents. And men overall spent considerably more time alone. Researchers noted men were more likely to be disappointed when family couldn't meet all of their care needs and often experienced more frustration over the loss of social status that comes with entering a nursing home. A notable exception in that same study, Black, Indigenous, and other men of color participated in more group activities than white men, particularly games and religious services, and were more likely to organize their own informal social groups. So it's not like a white man is who, damn, Shannon, is that where the white man that got forced out of the work field went?
You found him, right?
Damn. Don't go anywhere. Right, we got to get back into this. I think we found where they went. We'll be right back, y'all, on the lunch break with Ray Nitty and maybe Shannon. Brother Z holding us down on the production of sound. Don't go anywhere.
Marcus, darling.
Don't go anywhere.
Lonely, I'm Mr. Lonely. I have nobody. So am I.
What up, y'all? Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back.
Goes out to all my players.
This is hour two with the Lunch Break crew. Ray Nitty, maybe Shannon, DJ Brother Z holding us down on the production and sound. We talking about the lonely white man that got forced out of the workforce place. And we found them, y'all. We found them.
Oh, my God.
They in nursing homes.
Ray, you gotta elaborate on this. Sound like we was missing. We was looking for a group of lonely white men. That y'all, please explain to them how we got to this conclusion.
Guru said. Oh, he said, "Is this how sugar babies are born?" Maybe. Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. But no, we're talking about our men are lonelier in nursing homes than women. And we got to that because yesterday's show, there was a report that said, women forced men out of, straight white men, let's be clear. They said straight white men were forced out of the workforce for the last decade and women were promoted over them, which was the rise of the stay-at-home boyfriend. That was yesterday, right? And then somebody called in. I can't remember who called and asked, I wonder where did those white men go? Like, if they were forced out of work, where did they go? And I think we found them, Shannon. And it was just in this, it says a notable exception in that same study, Black, Indigenous, and other men of color participated in more group activities than white men, particularly games and religious services, and were more likely to organize their own informal social groups. So separately, a Pew Research survey found men and women report feeling lonely at roughly equal rates overall. The real gender gap is that men are less likely to turn to their networks for emotional support when they need it, not that they're inherently lonelier. I think they're inherently lonely. That's what I think. But they got the data. Yeah, they got the stats.
They build up a life that makes them lonely, basically. So again, it's not because of women taking their jobs. I know a lot of us would want to blame women for these things, but that's not what the stats are saying. No. Women did not.
Well, and what I feel like I noticed here too is, you know, one thing black people gonna do is get together. We gonna play some dominoes. We gonna figure something out. So that's what I felt like I read in that too. As it said, men of color, indigenous people participated more in group activities, which sound like black people to me. You know, we like a good kickback. You know, we like a good hangout.
We'll find our tribe.
Straight up.
You want to bring our caller in? It sounds like we got Miss Sandra on the line. Hey, cousin.
Hi, bring me on.
Hey, Sandra, how you doing?
I'm fine, and I'm listening to what you're speaking about. But I call, I know about nursing homes because, in the last 20 years, I've been dealing with nursing homes because you have parents, you know, they get old and you take care of them and they pass away. So I have brothers in nursing homes. And I have one brother, he's been complaining that he's being treated bad. And I pick him up a lot. He have kids, but, you know, he never had that contact with the kids he should have. Mm-hmm. And so they'll call him, but one don't. One will, he got two. But we do a lot, you know, over that way. But he was telling me that the guy pushed him down the steps. So one day I went over there, I saw the guy dragging him down the steps. And then he came down with a busted lip. And I asked him, I said, what happened? He said the guy pushed him down the steps. And so I was with him last night because I take him out a lot with me. Since the COVID, I slowed down a bit. But now I'm back taking him out more. And he told me even more. And so I told him I'm going to have to speak to somebody because, that's not right. My brother's got Parkinson's and he's on a walker. So he can't really defend himself at all. And for somebody to be just that evil to push somebody down steps, that's crazy. But anyways, I have two. And the second one, he kind of, you know, he's more talkative. But men don't talk. You know, things that's happening to him, I saw his lip. I had to ask him. And he don't talk. And I said, well, how can I help you if you don't talk? And so, anyways, I got to get to that story. But, you know, helping him out. But I was thinking of Father Grappi and Val Phillips spoke at my junior high graduation. And I'm 77, so you know how long ago that was. And Father Grappi, I worked with some of his relatives, but my brother, the one in the nursing home, marched with him. But my mom wouldn't let us go nowhere. The girls couldn't go nowhere. We had to stay under my mother. So, you know, I would have to read about a whole lot of history in the city. And then I heard on the radio this guy, he was speaking, he's got a book, and his name is Michael Burns, and he's got a book called The Destruction of Black Milwaukee. He goes through the whole scenario, how the city was so prosperous, and we all lived together at that time, and how, you know, they tore up the houses and moved the expressway through. They put up signs, moved the white people out, and, you know, all the destruction that keeps on coming and coming at us, and we have to call just to even get garbage picked up in the city lots that's dumped. But I just want to say some of that stuff, but I'm dealing with a lot of it in the hospitals, too. I have people, my close relatives, we have to fight for them at hospitals and take in. They send them back home. Next minute you know, they're sicker than ever sicker. When I heard people say that, they come out sicker than ever sicker. And now they're coming out sicker than ever sicker.
Thanks. I'm sorry that your brother is going through that, Miss Sandra, and I definitely need to be talking to somebody because,
lawyer.
And we throw hands and feet on the lunch break. That's how we pull up. Don't mess with our cousin. Don't make us. All right, now.
Look, I'm being Milwaukee in August. Don't worry. I'm on my way.
Oh, my daddy. I think that's a good segue to the next segment. How much time we got, Brother Z, before I...
5 minutes.
All right, cool.
Okay. okay, yeah.
So, are nursing homes actually safe? You got some real Wisconsin cases for us, Shannon, don't you? I think you did. I know I had some, but if you had some, I'd love for you to share.
If you got them, I'd love to hear yours. But what I will say is what stood out to me when she was speaking was her saying a lot of times men won't speak. And I think you brought that up. Like some men, like they're less likely to like create those relationships and create mm-hmm. those spaces where they have like people that got their backs. And that's super sad. I feel like, first of all, she needs to get a hold of a good lawyer and definitely be taking it over the CNA's head or whoever else, mm-hmm. because people do stuff like that. When you are dealing with a population of people that are completely reliant on other people, the sad reality is that they'll likely deal with people that take advantage of them. You hear cases like this all the time where like people are in comas and things are happening, or people can't speak, or it happens all the time. So that's even more, I think it's even more work for the family to do. But I mean, like she said, she needs to be talking to somebody, get her a lawyer or something and figure out what's going on, because sometimes they won't speak up. But when they do give you that little information, you got to take it in and go with it for real, because that's disheartening to hear. I hate that.
Man, it's definitely terrible to hear. And maybe some folks remember some of these cases. These are real life cases in Wisconsin. So November 25th, former Atrium Health and Senior Living CEO Kevin Breslin was sentenced to 90 months in federal prison in order to pay $154 million after diverting more than $37 million in Medicare/Medicaid funds away from resident care across 23 Wisconsin nursing homes. That's crazy. August 2025, a Milwaukee County judge placed four Wisconsin nursing homes into receivership after operator Bedrock Healthcare ran out of money following hundreds of health and safety violations. That's crazy.
Jesus.
July 2025, a former nurse at Spring Valley Health and Rehab Center pleaded no contest to negligently abusing a resident after amputating a patient's foot without a doctor's authorization. That's crazy.
What?
I would break that foot a bar nurse? Up. They, ooh, I know Al boiling. We gonna see what Al got to say in 1 second after these last two cases. The 62-year-old man died days later. That's crazy. November 2024, a Kenosha County judge awarded $4 million to the family of a Parkside Manor resident with dementia who died after wandering away from the facility. Mm. That's crazy. We got cousin Al online. Al, how you feeling today? You on live with Ray Nitty and maybe Shannon on the lunch break.
I'm wonderful. See, a lot of times the abuse comes from when the family does not show up. Because when you have family who are active and proactive, they know they have to be on their toes. Unfortunately, for some families, a lot of those family members are bastards. And they feel they only show up when it's the holiday, or they feel when they have pity. You know, especially in some Black families, they don't really care about them. So they want to do everything from a back approach. But when you are in the mix every other day or every day, abuse will not happen. So if that family member done everything right, you should be there for them. But if you're not there for them, they should let your ass rot like a dead person in golf and baskets right in the cemetery. Because I feel like this, and I'm talking about Black people. I don't care about you whites, because y'all already do what you do with your own people. If you can go to church every Sunday and praise that Black ass nigga in the sky who did not raise you, did not birth you, did not give you a meal, and you can't go check on your mother, your father, and you only can show up on holidays, you make sure when your time comes, you be about principle. And if you are one of them people, I hope they let you rot, okay? Furthermore, stop using the bastards you got for children as an excuse not to show up because you had a mother and father before the bastards was born, okay? We have this thing in black families. We're too busy, but they be the first one giving family member names when they go in the hospital. Don't even give the family name. You give that figure in the sky you got baptized to, give his number and see if he show up. Abuse only happens when the family don't show up. And when that person dies, you should not be at the funeral. You shouldn't be on the obituary. You shouldn't have your hands up. A matter of fact, claw your crooked toe ass in the casket and say, scoot over, because I know I was never good for anything. Keep your titty, and we're going to be about principle, goddammit. That's the only way to go. We're not like the Asians where they make sure the family members okay. When it comes to us, they want to get their check. They want to sell their house, and they want to act like they too busy. So since it's too busy and you can't check on your family members, goddammit, rot. Go to the cemetery and say, hey, I want to come in. And the rest of them in their Air Force Ones to say, well, bring your black ass in because we've been waiting for you. Have a great weekend.
Thank you, Al. Thank you. And we've got a few things to say to when Al's right, Al is right. But we have a few things to add. we have a few things to add there. But we're going to be right back after this break. You're listening to the award-winning 101.7 The Truth.
Jesus gonna do it. Jesus gonna do it. Don't let him out. It's the
speaker knockers. Started out with nothing. I was hungry. Now I got a couple on me. I don't wanna be your homie.
What up? Welcome back to the Lunch Break Crew. Ray Nitty, maybe Shannon, DJ Brother Z. Holding us down on the production and sound, man. This is the award-winning 101.7 The Truth. We talking about lonely men, and not lonely men. That's not quite true. But we were talking about men being more lonely in nursing homes, and then we are now transitioning to our nursing homes actually safe. And we read a few of them, Shannon. One of them was super crazy. Amputated somebody's foot without
a
doctors.
A nurse, not a surgeon.
Like, what is going on? I'll read it again. For those that are just joining us, a former nurse at Spring Valley Health and Rehab Center pleaded no contest to negligently abusing a resident after amputating a patient's foot without a doctor's authorization. The 62-year-old man died days later. I don't even know what to say. You cut my foot off, fam?
The one I got going straight and low.
Duh.
That's insane.
A couple of them got shut down. CEOs diverted. He was ordered to pay $154 million after diverting more than $37 million in Medicare and Medicaid funds away from resident care across 23 Wisconsin nursing homes. And these be... I wonder what this, who is this dude, Kevin Breslin? And these be folks that had these positions and abusing their power to do BS. I wonder what 23 Wisconsin nursing homes were funds diverted from. I got an idea. But I wonder. We got a little national scope for them too, Shannon, about the care. They say the World Health Organization found roughly 2 in 3 nursing home staff admitted to having abused or mistreated a resident in some form. That's crazy.
It makes sense. These people have a bad day and they take it out on the people that they know don't have the support or they can't fight back. You got, you know what? Let me not go into that rant. I was going about to go left. I'm going to stay right. Mm. But
2 in 3 said, yeah, I beat them.
Just a little bit, though. I might have pinched them.
Like, that's crazy.
Might have pushed them over a little bit. Like, it's so normal. Like, I worked at the hospital, right? And I understand why people say, like, some of these nurses are the worst people you will ever meet. Like, worst human beings. Like, I worked in the emergency room for 5 years doing, registration. And I was just like, huh. I'll tell you what, if I ain't dying, leave me up out of here. Don't put me in here. Like, it's just one of those things that's so disheartening because you're dealing with people at the worst of their times, at the lowest of their times, and you're taking advantage of that, and you're acting like you can't walk away. These people can't walk away half the time. And you're taking advantage of people that pretty much need you. Yeah, and like Al said, like, some of these people, they made their bed and they laying in it. They ain't do nothing for their family and now they in a nursing home and they ain't got nobody to show up for them. But if those people are your loved ones that showed up for you and did for you, it's your job to show up because things are less likely to happen when they know people are coming. I carried that sentiment even at my child's school. In one phone call, that's all, I'm coming. I'm gonna figure out, we gonna get to the bottom of that. Mm-hmm. Somebody, you think they bullying you? I'm on my way. What is the teachers doing? We're gonna have these conversations. They're gonna get sick of me before I get sick of y'all. So it's one of those things where when they know you're coming, people are gonna be less likely to act up because they know, oh, this cousin gonna come.
They got people.
Cousin gonna come and raise some hell. They gonna figure out what's going on. They're gonna get to the bottom of it. We're gonna get sick of responding to her.
Mm-hmm. Man, some more national scope, Shannon. The National Council on Aging estimates 1 in 10 adults over 60 experience some form of elder abuse each year, and the Department of Justice's own research suggests only about 1 in 24 cases actually gets reported, meaning the true scale is likely far larger than the official statistics capture. Also says older adults who experience abuse have a 300 times higher risk of death compared to those who don't, according to NCOA research. Wisconsin's own reported elder abuse cases have climbed steadily for 2 decades from 3,251 cases in 2001 to over 10,000 by 2021. Per the State Department of Justice. That's a 300% is crazy.
300. Not double.
Oh, man. What should, I don't know. 833-212-1017. We had Miss Sandra call earlier and shared a story about her brother, if I'm not mistaken, that was dealing with some stuff in the nursing home. 833-212-1017. We talking about, is our family safe in nursing homes? What you thinking, Shannon?
I think any time where you're a vulnerable person, you just aren't safe because people are more selfish than they are good. And some people might have a bad day and take it out on you and they don't see it no other way because that's what they used to and that's what they used to doing around there. Yeah. So anytime you're in a vulnerable state, whether you're a child, whether you're an adult that can't do everything for themselves, whether you have some sort of disability, I think people that have people in their lives that are willing to step up and show up for them are extremely blessed. And the ones that aren't, like, we got to do a better job of advocating for them. you know, like she says, she been showing up and asking the questions. And I think people around, like bystanders, there's no reason this type of behavior is happening and a coworker ain't reporting nothing. Nobody is suspicious of this person that just is there. You know what I'm saying? Like, mm-hmm. Obviously this type of stuff goes unchecked and it's not being reported properly. Mm-hmm. So I don't know. I think all hands on deck needs to be a thing when it comes to people that are vulnerable.
Yeah, I agree 100%. 833-212-1017. That is the number to dial. When we come back, we will get into Malcolm Jamal Warner's widow breaks her silence. We're going to talk about what happened. We're going to talk about the lawsuit that broke right after. And then we're going to get into some family tension that was happening. But this is the lunch break with Ray Nitti and Maybe Shannon. Don't go anywhere.
Don't go anywhere.
What up, y'all? What up? Welcome back. It is your boy Ray Nitti and Maybe Shannon on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth. This is the lunch break. It's your favorite break of the day, man. Quit playing. Shannon, how you feeling? Mm-hmm.
Man, I'm feeling good, man. We got some good conversations going. It's Friday, man. We almost done with the work week. Like I said earlier in the show, if you have work, if you working at a 9-to-5 right now, this that day where the higher ups ain't really there like that. You can really mess off. Just click a button or two every hour and listen to the lunch break. They ain't gonna know what you're doing over there.
Straight up.
Ray, what you got on the menu over there?
Man, we have Truth Family Fest. Milwaukee, mark your calendars. Join us for Truth Family Fest on Saturday, August 22nd from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. at Riverside University High School. It's free and fun for the entire family, featuring great music, community resources, family activities, and back-to-school support to help students get ready for a successful school year. Interested in volunteering? Visit The Truth's website at 1017thetruth.com to complete the volunteer form or by emailing cierra.brown@milwaukeeblackmedia.com. Bring the whole family and experience one of Milwaukee's favorite community celebrations, Truth Family Fest, Saturday, August 22nd from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Special thanks to Educators Credit Union, American Family Insurance, Milwaukee Public Schools, Artists Working in Education, City of Milwaukee Department of Community Wellness and Safety, and Ascension. Man, the menu was full today.
I know that's right. Ray, before we get into the next subject, I found my way to our text line.
Okay.
We did have a few text messages in there. I want to catch us up. Al said, you have to read the reviews on the nursing homes. And then we had a Marcus. He said that this conversation hit hard for me because my mother was put in a nursing home when she was diagnosed with dementia before she got dementia. She always told us never put her in a nursing home, but my oldest sister and my youngest sister put her in a home without the consent of me or my older brother or my younger brother. For that reason, I am no longer talking to them. I'm working overtime, hard and long, for me and my wife to buy a home to move her in with us. Man.
Man.
That's deep.
I'm still learning how to get to that side of the chat. Oh, there it is. Found it.
There you go.
Found it.
But yeah, I think that's super disheartening. You gotta definitely stay all hands on deck. And I mean, him and his wife are working to get a home and get her back in they care, and that's what matters. And I feel like as long as you show that your presence is there often and mm-hmm. you do surprise visits and everything under the sun, I do feel like the likelihood of people doing something is way less because they know, like, oh, okay, like their family shows up for this person. Their family will pop up at any point in time. They, you know what I mean? Like sometimes mm-hmm. you just got to let your presence be known. But yeah, I'm sorry to hear that.
Man, gonna keep you in our prayers, cousin. Everybody family, man. Everybody family on the lunch break. We break bread together, and you know, we keep it pushing. We keep it pushing.
You know what? Maybe we the change we wanted to see, right? Remember we said, what happened to community and people? Look at us.
Right.
Look at
we building.
Creating a family. We building. We got to do a family lunch.
We do, right. We got to do a family lunch.
Cousins, you, you call on that lunch break. Like, look, I'm sick of this job. Cousin, come on. Pull up a chair. We're going to talk about something else. Get your mind off the job.
Man, Shannon, you want to get into Malcolm Jamal Warner widow breaking her silence? What you got for us? It's like our dessert, huh?
Yeah, no? I guess so. We got a few minutes.
We working it out.
Like, oh, good.
we'll work on dessert. This is like a I don't know, like a palate cleanser, I guess.
A piece of ginger?
Yeah.
Yeah. A piece of ginger.
This is our ginger shot. That we need. Bringing us home.
All right. What we got? We'll work on that next week, y'all.
Malcolm Jamal. We working on things. So Malcolm Jamal Warner is beloved for playing Theo Huxtable on The Cosby Show. And he drowned off the coast of Costa Rica, July 20th, 2025. That was almost a year ago at 54, while the family was on vacation and he was swimming with his young daughter. His widow that was married to him since 2017, Tanisha Warner, kept her identity private for years and only confirmed publicly who she was shortly after his death. Just before the 1 year anniversary, Tanisha sat down for her first TV interview with Gayle King on CBS. And this aired July 23rd, 2026. That was my birthday. Just let everybody know. And she spoke about grief and raising their now 9-year-old daughter and how unfair his death still feels. There was a lawsuit that broke out right after. Just after the interview aired, news broke that Tanisha has filed a $1.2 million lawsuit against Warner's mother, Pamela Warner, who served as the trustee of the Warner Family Trust, established in 1996, decades before Tanisha and Malcolm even met. Under that trust existing term, 70% of his assets go to his mother, Pamela, and 15% to his late father's estate, and 15% to his half-sister, meaning Tanisha and their daughter are not direct beneficiaries under that original document. Mind you guys, the document was created before those two are even in the picture. So Tanisha's suit claims that she and Warner signed a prenuptial agreement in 2022, promising her $1 million life insurance policy as a beneficiary, but he died before ever finalizing this policy. So she's just asking the trust to cover it, plus unpaid salary, anniversary payments, and a Roth IRA. Her spokesperson says Warner was in process of finalizing a new estate plan to replace the drawn up the one that was drawn up 20 years before he even met Tanisha when he died. So Pamela Warner posted her own tribute around the anniversary, referencing how cruel and evil and greedy humans can be, widely read online as a veiled response to the lawsuit, though she has not addressed it directly by name. And Pamela is his mother. When Gayle King asked Tanisha directly whether she was in communication with Pamela, Tanisha responded only that the family is grieving, notably not confirming an active relationship. Man, whose side you on, Ray? You a married man. If you were in this position, well, hopefully you're never in that position because you won't be with us.
Damn, Shannon, you done killed me.
You're married. Would you be pissed? Like, I feel like the wife not wrong. I love my mama, but like my mom also, I would expect her to like, if I passed away and I clearly didn't do what I was supposed to do, they were still married. They have a child that's 9, a little baby. I would expect my mom to just give up the bread.
I just have a few questions.
Okay.
So she's asking the trust to cover that, right? Plus,
$1.5 million.
It's the plus I'm trying to wrap my head around. says the unpaid salary. I'm trying to figure out what salary. And then what the hell is an anniversary payment? Am I tripping? What is that?
It's just something women made up.
Like, what is that?
Hey! Hey! Maybe it was an agreement they had. You get an anniversary payment.
And then I'm like,
sugar baby stuff.
I sound like I'm in the hole. Anniversary payment. I don't know.
So you would have,
Amanda, let me know how much I owe.
She got the calculator out right now.
Oh my God. You know what the Bible said? Jesus paid it all.
Jesus paid it all is crazy. Yo.
Oh my God. All to him I owe. Sin has left a crimson stain. He washed it white as snow. Jesus paid it all. Shannon, that's all I got, man. That's my thoughts on it. Jesus paid it all. I don't know about this anniversary payment.
I'm out.
But Shannon, take us home, man.
Man, thank y'all for chilling here on the lunch break with Ray Nitty and Nitty
Amanda in the chat. I'm sorry.
After the award-winning 101.7 The Truth. Make sure you follow our host, Ray Nitty, at R-A-Y-N-I-T-T-I, Ray Nitty, and maybe Shannon at M-A-Y-B-E-S-H-A-N-N-O-N across all platforms. And stay tuned. We got the Grapevine with Manon, and then we also have Tap In with Jazzy. You don't want to miss this lineup. See y'all next week, Monday through Friday, same time, same place. We kicking it with your cousins on the lunch break, man. What you got right before we head out?
Man, what Amanda said. She said 21 years worth of owing. If we getting paid every anniversary, round that up to about $5 million. We out! On Monday, we have Jordan Roman joining us. $5 million. I'm finna go and stand on the corner, y'all. We out!
Definitely enough.